It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This does not seem to be a crowd that is going to wave farewell to the Cavs
this
in
is
2025.
This is not a funeral crowd.
Yes.
This is a let's have a good time crowd and let's make this an awesome night crowd.
Yeah, the Cavs are wearing all black tonight, but Cavs fans are not going to a funeral, so we got that going for us.
Which is nice, and the amount of Ricky Rubio jerseys I've seen one, is quite alarming, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten over my wife seeing Ricky Rubio on the screen, like 3 months into his tenure in Cleveland.
I remember this story.
And calling him a hottie patati.
Yeah, it's really kind of tough, isn't it?
Well, so what made it okay is I was like...
A hottie patati?
Well, no woman that's ever called a man a hottie patati
has had a chance to sleep with Rosie O'Donnell?
It was a little Rosie O'Donnell. It was a little.
That's her term, right? Everyone's a hottie patati?
Well, that'd be a real problem for me if she was Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, this was like 1990s Rosie. This wasn't recent Rosie. Still
a different inference I was making there. However,
still a problem.
The vibes are very much up here. And, of course, the Cavs, listen, there's one kernel of doubt that I have in this game. I think the Cavs are going to win, but all series long, Vegas has gotten this series wildly wrong.
Not necessarily.
They've had the Cavs favored in every game, so yes.
Game three they got right.
So they got 1 of 4 games right, and I should feel confident about that?
Congrats, Michael Martinez, you just hit 250. They got one right.
Welcome to the Hall of Fame.
It's just their insistence, and I live in the same insistence, so I can't hate Vegas for this, but their insistence that this Cavs team is a much better team than this Pacers team, I'm impressed with the idea that Vegas 7.5-point line tonight is going down with that idea, because it's the same thing I'm going down with as well.
You know when like 99% of evidence points to something really good happening, but you have that small percentage of evidence? Vegas has been wrong on this series, and not just wrong. Cavs, 8 points favorites in game one?
We're now moved up, by the way, 8 points now. It's been moved up half a point since we've been talking.
That's awful. That
more
is awful.
More and more belief from the general betting public that the Cavs are going to get this thing done.
Yeah, and what the hell do they know? I mean, just I really could have used them to like dog the Cavs and be like Pacers are 1-point favorites or 3-point favorites, so they could be like, nah, now it's time you let them know. I don't love this.
I'm surprised because you used Vegas and my friends in the desert so much for our draft coverage and all of our draft pontification, and so you can't run from them now, Nick.
Listen, with respect to Vito, Big Tony, yeah. Little Tony, Dr. Vitti Boombatz, with all respect to our friends in the desert, and I do mean all respect, I would have felt a lot more confident if you had just dogged the Cavs a little bit.
Should I do the classic line of that everyone does? They don't build those big buildings in Vegas for nothing, Nick.
Well,
Every time someone has belief in Vegas, that's what they say.
Unless they were just fishing out the suckers for those first couple games. Overall, though, I at this point, I would be surprised if the Cavs lost. Like, this is the ultimate, hey, game four got away from us. This is the opportunity for the Cavs to rewrite the narrative on the season, even if ultimately they fall short of this series in general.
I mean, they're going to be favored in every game for the remainder of the series until we don't have a series anymore. And that could be the Pacers winning the series, and think about that. Imagine winning a series and not being favored in any game throughout that stretch.
Wouldn't that be more of a tell on the Cavs than over the Pacers?
100% it would be more of a tell on the Cavs. That's part of what would make this so disheartening, is the idea that this was all right there sitting in front of the Cavs. And listen, everyone's going to be like, oh, it's injuries, and that's a part of this. There's no doubt about it. But Vegas cooks all of this stuff into the books. Like, it's all right there, and they go game by game. They don't have to be nice to the Cavs because of 64 wins. They genuinely believe this team is much better than Indiana.
216-474-0092. The Cavs are 7.5-point favorites. Does Vegas's confidence in this Cavs team give you a boost of confidence? It might be the only thing that's shaken my confidence today. I still think the Cavs are going to win. I'm going to say Cavs by 13. That's not an official prediction. That's just something that if I'm right, I'll come back and say how right I was.
Okay. You're the official Cavs in 13, but the series is over guy?
I believe. Cavs by 13 tonight.
Oh, you couched it earlier. What'd you want? You wanted if they.
Whoa.
How was it?
I said the series is over. I didn't say they weren't going to win tonight.
No, I know that. That's what I'm saying. You said they're going to win tonight, but the series is over. It's exactly what I said.
It's the courteous thing to do is you win tonight. It's the Midwest nice thing to do. You win at home, you prolong the series, and then you quietly duck out in game six and eight.
You're lucky you're off tomorrow, because when they win tonight, I would have loved to have seen tomorrow you come back in, and you would have been right back on board.
You think I'm flip-flopping?
You said you're not flip-flopping. You think a game five win in Cleveland,
I'm going to flip-flop?
You said you're not flip-flopping, so I believe you.
I would love for game six win.
I would love to have tested that theory out tomorrow.
How?
Unfortunately, it'll be Spencer German with myself, so we can see how he feels instead.
What an absolute kick in the scones it's going to be, by the way, if they win the next two games and then fell in game seven.
That's heartbreak.
Like, honestly, I'm going to put that on you. Because you will have told these people to hope the whole time, only for them to lose in game seven.
No, I'm not wearing that.
Why not?
Why would I volunteer?
It matches your eyes.
Why would I volunteer? Blue? Okay. The Evan Mobley, the Land Art jersey's blue, so is that what we're going with?
216-474-0092.
Do I have to own it?
Where's your confidence in this Cavs team in Game 5 tonight? I just took it right from you.
Yeah, you did.
Steven, welcome to the show, Steven. What you got for us, buddy?
How you doing?
We're all right.
Hi, Steven.
Listen, what I would like to know is I was watching some of the networks, and they were talking about if the Cavs lose this series, if they get exposed, do you think the Cavs would get desperate and have to bring LeBron James home to help them to win next year, go to Los Angeles and bring him home and find him?
So I don't know how they can do it, Steven, because I'm not ensconced in those cap debates.
Oh, the second apron is tough.
By the way, it's not desperation. If you bring LeBron home and he wins next year, it's not desperate. It's genius.
It's genius. So LeBron is, isn't he at like $50 million a year?
I believe somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah, so you'd need to trade somebody with that similar sized, because you can't take back any extra money attached to it.
But you can send out extra money, right? Because they're not in the
you
second
can send out. You can send out extra money, ooh, but you can't take any extra money above
Jared
what
Allen
the contract
and Darius
is.
Garland for 1 year of
no,
LeBron.
No, no, no. You can't combine players either in the second apron.
That's dumb.
So that's part of that. Yeah, I know.
Have they thought about rescinding that rule? Because it's not cool.
Just because it's not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that.
Because it really hampers my plan right now.
Yeah. I don't think he's abiding by that. Remember that for all your trade machines trades that you're going to make.
They tell me.
Yeah. Well, I saw some getting past the trade machine the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
I think
you're just trying to besmirch the trade machine.
Because the second apron part of it hasn't kicked in yet for the trade machine. It'll kick in this summer, and so they're letting people make trades on the trade machine that you won't be able to make.
So you got to make trades before the summer.
Yeah.
You just got to beat the summer, right?
Yeah, in theory.
Beat the summer rush.
In theory. That's what they always say. Beat the summer rush.
Josh in Grand River, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Your next level thinking right now.
That's what they said about me.
So what I'm thinking is, as far as the game plan tonight, we've seen Ty Jerome kind of just not have it in this series. The person that I've seen have it more in this series is Max Strus. We need more Max Strus. We need more of the Green. And then also, if they're not working, I want to see him mix up Jalen Tyson. I feel like they don't have as much of a game plan on him, and he could potentially be that other breakout star to help us win this game tonight.
So I got to say, I love the Jalen Tyson call just because of all the young, all the people who have not seen, and thank you for the call, Josh, who have not seen the court so far in meaningful action, that would be a guy that I'd like to see because he does have some upside and you just never know.
I don't need much of a surprise element, though. I want the guys that should have already taken care of the Pacers to be the ones to take care of the Pacers. They're your best options. Now, are you telling me that the role players and the other guys have just shrunk so big that we can't trust them anymore? Because I'll listen to that convo.
No, it's not uncommon. The Pacers have done this where they put in Jairus Walker a couple times, and then he looks unplayable and they pull him out, but you just never know. You never know who's got the...
He's a bad NBA player,
well, but,
yeah.
But oh, okay, he's young. I mean, he's a young man. He's, I think, only in his first year. Give him time. Good gosh. It's not Isaac Okoro.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was just mean
I
to
said
Mac.
It, Mac.
That was just mean to Mac. It's funny. I took a shot at Okoro earlier, too, and we got to recognize game four. He was the only piece that came up big.
Let's go. I can't really say that. Nikki Dubs. Hello, other Nikki Dubs. What you got for us?
What's up, Nikki Dubs? Thanks for taking my call. What I got
You're
for
welcome,
you tonight
other
is,
Nikki Dubs.
Let's go. Step back, pave the way for comeback.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
All right.
Was that the contribution?
All right, I think that was.
Oh, boy, we got away with one there, didn't we?
Yeah, I
think
yeah,
we I
did.
Could see you were hovering over the drop button because we didn't know what he was going to say.
Well, here's the thing. I think that's all he had, which is okay.
Like, yeah.
We always talk, we'll have a caller, and you're like up against it. You're like, am I getting trouble with the board up if I take this call? Nikki Dubs, other Nikki Dubs, as he shall be known, helped us alleviate that. We didn't have to worry about clock management.
Yeah.
We didn't go full Andy Reid.
Well, you never go full Andy Reid, not in these situations.
I think I would. The man gets any cheeseburger he wants in Kansas City
say,
and has multiple rings.
I physically can't go full Andy Reid. It just isn't going to work for my body.
You don't know. You haven't really tested yourself yet.
Saturday I had so much food. I got to that point where
it
shows. Yeah, thank you. That was very nice of you. But I got to that point on Saturday where I made the mistake. I went golfing And then I knew I was going out to eat. And we were going to the flats and checking out one of the restaurants. And I was just so hungry. I had 3 hot dogs before we went to dinner. And you want to know how you don't end up having an enjoyable dinner? Have 3 hot dogs before you go to dinner.
So what was the proximity of the hot dogs before dinner?
Like an hour and a half. I thought I'd be able to do both. I really did. And then we got through the appetizers, and I was just cooked.
What'd you have for dinner?
I had steak frites.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, we had a big plate of nachos. We had some mini corn dog things that they brought over as well, and then the steak frites for dinner. And it was just disgusting by the time I got to it.
Those are rookie numbers. We got to pump them up because I had a lot of bread and a salad before Mother's Day dinner, and then I housed some chicken parm like a real man. I was sweating. There were chicken sweats, not meat sweats, but chicken sweats.
Chicken sweats. I didn't know that.
And everyone like was walking by applauding, like this is a man that.
Like
eats.
Wow, that man can eat.
Women like fainted.
Yeah,
they were just like
he turned into the Beatles in the 50s.
I mean, they were like almost. I'll say it. They were too excited.
Did
by
people
the thought
wonder
of me.
How could we give him even the presence of such greatness?
Yes, and then we told him. So 216-474-0092. Why is Jax laughing in the background? That's very insulting that Jax would laugh at that. That would be like a funny thing. That's a real thing that happened.
I don't know why the
no
guy
claims.
Just gave us... He gave us Adam Gase eyes, the guy that came
we
over.
We definitely got Gase eyes.
He had a shot of tequila in his hands. He went and like heard what we were saying, kind of. He wanted to hear it, and then just gave us Gase eyes.
Yeah. First time in a long time I've gotten old Gase eyes.
Oh,
now.
Old Gase eyes.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Now, 216-474-0092. All right, it's time. All right, where are you at with this Cavs team? Cavs vibe check. Robert, LaVon, you guys stick there. And Kenny Atkinson's pregame press conference coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a 1-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.